Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Download the notes at kcm.org/notes.
This is the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. Let's have a word of prayer. Father, we thank you.
Thank you.
We give you praise and we honor you, sir, for your word, your presence, your goodness, and your grace. Oh, Lord, we praise you. We're so grateful for your grace. We thank you today for manifesting yourself on this broadcast, and we give you the praise and the honor and all of the glory. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
We're here in Southwest Arkansas at our family place, our prayer cabin, we call it. And this is, you know, really, God has a place for everybody. And if you'll look to the Lord about it, He'll provide your family with a place where you can go together, and you need to you need to be doing that. Well, Brother Copeland, we're just too busy. Well, yeah, you're right. You're too busy. We're just trying to make a living. Well, that's your first problem right there.
You know, when you think about it, God's always been big on real estate.
Oh, absolutely. Amen. He started real estate.
That's right. Amen.
And he started it with a garden in Eden.
That's
Amen.
Right.
So now, pray over it, and the Lord will begin to provide these kind of things, because your children need to spend time with you, and you don't need to spend time griping and fussing with one another, but having a good time and saying good things about one another. Let me tell you about this cabin right here. Now, the main house is over across the lot there, and Gloria had always wanted a log cabin. The real thing. She didn't want to build a new one and that kind of thing. She said, you know, she said, the Lord's going to get me a log cabin here. I said, okay, I agree with you. Yeah, we're going to have a log cabin. It's going to sit right down there. Okay, yeah, amen. Well, you know, time went by and thank you, Lord. There's a log cabin somewhere. We didn't go out, start searching papers and looking up and calling people. We just began to say that. Oh, Lord, we thank you for that log cabin. And you know where it is. We thank you for it. We're on our way to town. We had driven this road.
Who knows? How many times?
She's born only 2 miles up the road here. I don't know how many times she drove past this thing all of her life. We're driving along there one day, and she said, "Stop the car." I said, "What? Pull over." I just pulled over side. I said, "What is it, Gloria?" She said, "I want to go look at that old house." Man, there was an old, dilapidated, fallen over thing out there in the middle of this pasture, and where the kitchen had been built on the back of it had separated from the house, and it had fallen one way, and the house is on its side over on the other side. Just an old shiplap house. She said, "I'm going out there and look at that." I said, "What for?" "Well, I'm going out there and look at it." So we walked out there, and she walked over to the corner of this thing and caught hold of that old shiplap siding that somebody nailed on there and pulled that up, and it was logs underneath there. That log house was that's probably 5-6 miles down the road here someplace. It'd been there all the time, but you couldn't see it because of that old siding that somebody had put around the house. And the Lord let her know. The word of the Lord came to her, see? He knew where it was all the time.
That's right.
So the blessing of the Lord was functioning because we spoke it by faith.
Now, only a few people in the world would have thought that house was a blessing, though.
Oh, my goodness. Did it ever look terrible? And so we talked to the person that owned it and told her what we were doing and blessed her. And we paid her what she wanted for it, and which, in my opinion, was a little too much. But we're not in the business of stripping people. We're in the business of blessing people. And if it's more than you wanted to pay and you inquire the Lord, he says, pay it. Well, then it's become a seed instead of just buying something. Anyway, that's the result. And it's back in its original condition. It was so pristine because, see, somebody had protected it.
Covered it up.
With that old ship flapsiding. And there was one little spot about, a couple of foot square that had gotten exposed to the elements, and it had to be, there was some wood there that had rotted out. But that was all, the rest of those logs in pristine condition, praise God. We just moved it over here and they squared it all off and re-chinked the logs, and it was there. Put a roof on it, and there it was.
That's, you make it sound so simple.
Well, it was simple when you realize that the blessing of the Lord,
yes,
provided
was.
It. He sure. provided the people to do it. He provided the money to do it. Why? Because he wanted to bless
He's
you.
He's good to me.
And so, look what a blessing it is. And
it is.
That's the way God intended for you and me to live by
that's
faith.
Right.
Instead of living by our wits. Our wits, hey, dim wit. Ain't nobody got wit enough to be blessed
out.
The way God wants to bless you. Amen. Let's get right back into our benefits.
Amen.
Now, all last week and yesterday, we talked about the blessing of the Lord. But now, today, in the 103rd Psalm, we want to get into the benefits side of this because these are our benefits as people that live in the kingdom of God. Now, the kingdom of God is not a place. Jesus said, seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. But then He told someone else, He said, the kingdom is within you. The kingdom of God is a form of government. It is a way of life. And there are laws that govern this kingdom, and they are the laws of the Spirit of life,
yes,
in
amen.
Christ Jesus. Amen. So the blessing laws govern this kingdom. They are separate from the laws of sin and death that govern this natural Babylonian system that started at the Tower of Babel, that's confused, trying to meet its own needs without God, which it can't because it can't create increase. You know, they talk about all the time, what creates jobs? Do you know you can't create a job? Yeah, but it's an amazing thing because we don't have the power of increase. Now, if you'll listen to God, He will begin to lead you and guide you, and the blessing will begin to manifest. And when the blessing manifests and prospers, then people have to be employed because it's prospering, it's increasing. If you try to make it increase, it will eventually get overloaded and it'll crash. It's always done that. Anyway, these are our benefits in the kingdom. Bless the Lord, O my soul, all that is within me, bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, forget not all of His benefits.
Yes.
Who forgiveth all your iniquities.
Mm.
Ha! Who heals all your diseases.
Praise God.
Gloria, that's part of our benefit package.
That belongs to us.
Yeah, this is a perk to us, right?
That's right. That's
all
a
right.
perk.
Who redeems your life from destruction. We talked about that. Destruction was under the curse of the law, and Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law. He's redeemed us from destruction. But we need to know how to appropriate that redemption.
Yeah.
The Scripture says, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. But it's not just saying anything that pops into your mind. So we need to inquire of the Lord and seek His Word. Let me go over here and show you something. Hold your place there and go to the 119th Psalm, just a few pages over. This Scripture was brought to my attention when I was going into flight training on the Citation 10. And my 69th birthday came the first week that I was in that training. And, oh, the devil been beating me over the head about an old man and all that, blah, blah, blah. And then our first day, first morning, the flight instructor got up. I mean, the ground school instructor said, I'm retired Navy. I've flown everything in the Navy's inventory. And I'll tell you right now, the most intensive flight training and type of any aircraft I've ever had is a Citation 10. Everybody swallowed hard.
That made you feel good. You know?
But look at this scripture, which a very close friend of mine, that the Lord brought this to him when he was in pre-med. 119th Psalm, 98th verse. Thou, through your commandments, has made me wiser than my enemies. For they, the commandments, are ever with me. I have more understanding than all my teachers, for your testimonies are my meditation. I understand more than the ancients because I keep your precepts.
Yeah.
He didn't sit around saying, I'll never get this. I'll never learn this. This is too hard for me.
No, God's precepts had made him wiser.
He kept that on his mind. Notice he said, your testimonies are my meditation. I think about that. I meditate on what you have said in your word, what you have said in your laws. See, you can go into the Word of God and meditate what God says about these things, and you begin to think what He has said about it, and you begin to say that, then the Spirit of God, who knows everything about everything, He knows everything about flowers. He knows everything about cooking. He knows everything about diet. He knows everything about how to lose weight. He knows everything about how to exercise. He knows everything about how to paint a car. He knows everything about how to build a house. He is here. Jesus sent him here to be in us, to be our eyes and our ears, our insight into his realm, and it makes us wiser than our enemies and our contemporaries. And what? It puts us in position of the head and the tail.
That's right.
Religion does just the opposite. But when you meditate on His Word, this is part of our package, our benefits.
No wonder the Scripture says, attend to it, attend to my Word.
Oh.
Or you could say, pay attention to my Word.
Proverbs 4:20.
Look at where we were. I mean, we had never had a thought of living out of debt.
We didn't understand.
When we begin to pay attention.
Well, saw that scripture, it just dumbfounded me. I'd never heard of anybody doing anything like that and being in business without debt
this was
and all that.
Way back when.
Cause you go back to just being a young boy. Your dad'll tell you now your credit rating and your name is the best thing you got and all that.
Right.
So you take you down to the bank and you borrow.
This is son loaning some money.
You borrow $50 and then your daddy keeps the $50 until it's time to pay it back, and then you go back down there and pay it back. Now you got good credit. What? See, he didn't know either. My daddy would have never taught me that had he known better.
That's all he knew.
The scripture that says, raise up a child in the way that he should go, and he's old, he won't turn from it. If you read the verses surrounding that scripture, it's talking about teaching him to stay out of debt. And so when you borrow money, you have tapped into that Babylonian system. Now, we didn't know how, but we began to meditate that word because we had committed to his word. Now, like this word right here, he redeems your life from destruction, who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercy. Loving kindness and tender mercy is translation of the word hesed in Hebrew, which means covenant protection. You're shielded and covered in covenant with God.
Christ.
Well, we begin to talk about that and meditate that. How can we do this, Lord? How can I do this? I mean, I had an assignment from God that that had just to even start what he had told me to do, I had to have $50,000. And I'd never seen $50,000. I'd seen $50,000 borrowed dollars, but I'd never seen cash $50,000. My thinking didn't even go there. But rather than to spend my time thinking about that, I inquired of the Lord about it. I'd stopped at a signal light, and I was just sitting there looking at that light, and I said, "Lord, I hear you. I'm committed to do this. I will do it, and you will get it done." But at this point, I do not know how. And I heard it, Gloria, just as plain. I don't mean with these ears here. I mean in here where the Holy Ghost is, in here where the Holy Spirit lives, in your spirit being. That's where He is. And if you'll learn to listen here, He'll get you out ahead. I heard Him say, "Yes, you do." I said out loud, "I do." And I heard it in here. I just heard the scripture verse. "Give, and it'll be given unto you." Then I heard another scripture. "The kingdom of God is likened unto a man that cast seed into the ground." Got up, went to bed, got up, the seed came up. He didn't know how. But when the harvest came, he put in the sickle. I didn't have to know how. All I had to do is sow the seed. And see, like that, one step at a time, we begin to learn the laws that govern that kingdom. He'll lead you to the scriptures that govern that kingdom. And all the time, I was not subject by debt and borrowed money. And the more we learned, the more it expanded. He taught us. There were times that he spoke to Gloria and me and told us to go do a thing. We went and did it. And it put all of that property at Eagle Mountain in our hands. God had a plan to get that to us. We didn't have the money to do it. But He did it.
He did it.
And it was without compromise. Praise God. So we were learning how to listen to Him. That's what David said he was doing. This is one of our benefits.
That's right.
See? Now, being redeemed from destruction, He's crowned you with protection. So as you meditate on that and you begin to say, "My life is redeemed from destruction. This is one of my benefits."
That's right.
I'm supposed to be redeemed from destruction. So I have no fear about flying. I have no fear about driving. I have no fear about anything. I'm not afraid to launch out in whatever God's told me to
That's
do.
Right.
But I don't do it on my own wits. I inquire of the Lord and listen, take it one step at a time. If He doesn't say anything, I don't do anything.
That's right. That works.
Now, isn't that what Jesus said He did?
Mm-hmm.
He said, I only say what I hear my Father say.
That's exactly
right. Only do what I see Him do. So if He didn't hear the Father say anything, didn't see Him do anything, He didn't do anything. Now, when you learn that process and you get up every morning before you do anything else, you read a chapter every day, and particularly from the New Testament.
At least one.
And you say, "Lord, I open my heart to Your Word today to feed my spirit, because a strong spirit will get you through all afflictions and troubles." And the Word says an obedient tongue will save you from much trouble. So we begin to learn these laws of the Spirit and put them into motion. You go out there that first thing in the morning and you feed on His Word, you read that chapter. I've been doing this we've been in this ministry 45 years, and still I go out there in the morning. I like it outside. I go out on the deck and even if it's cold, I just bundle up and go on out there. I like to be outside. And I read and I, whoa, look what He did there. And I'm seeing Jesus do these things. And
you're ever-expanding revelation.
Ever-expanding revelation. Amen. That is an excellent way to say that. Okay, yeah, Lord, I'll show you what just came across my spirit there. I'll show it to you on tomorrow's broadcast. Now, as you do these things, your benefits begin to grow. You begin to see how to appropriate them by speaking them. And as you speak by faith, Jesus said, have faith in God. And then he said, whosoever shall say unto this mountain, say, now listen, whosoever shall say to this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, 9 words, and shall not doubt in his heart, but believe that those things, those words which he says will come to pass,
hallelujah,
he will have whatever he says.
Whatsoever he says. That's big.
Now, it's huge. That's faith in God. That's the way faith functions and operates.
That's right.
Well, I just don't see how that... Well, you don't really have to see it. You have to believe it and do it, and then you'll see God will teach you and train you. Listen to this. Proverbs 4:24. Put away from you a disobedient mouth. Proverbs 12:18. The tongue of the wise is health.
Yeah.
Proverbs 13:2-3. A man shall eat good by the fruit of his mouth.
Praise
Proverbs 15:4. A wholesome tongue is a tree of life. Proverbs 18:7. A fool's mouth is his destruction. Remember, our lives, this is one of our benefits. Our lives have been redeemed from destruction. So you can see right now, a fool's mouth is his destruction. Well, to be redeemed from that, you got to put God's words and your faith in your mouth, in your heart, and speak them.
Amen.
And appropriate that redemption shield and maintain it by forgiveness, walking in love. Don't allow anybody to get inside that area with you and cause you to get distracted and go over and partake of the destructive part of this world.
Yeah.
Amen. Then Proverbs 18:21, death and life are in the power of the tongue. Let the words of my mouth be acceptable, Psalm 19:14.
Praise God.
Amen.
Good scriptures.
Glory, and I'll be
Hallelujah.
Back in just a moment.
We hope you enjoyed this teaching from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Download the notes at kcm.org/notes.